from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll join the game from 4 to 6. Lil Neil's going to be signing autographs, taking pictures. He'll probably get on the mic as well. And you can come as watch. Space is limited, but you can come and watch for free. For free. First come, first serve. First come, first serve. So, sorry, I got to hang up this FaceTime as Mama is brushing Chesna's hair and they're having a little fight because she wants her hair done one way and Mama said, we don't have time for that. And there you go. Don't have to deal with that. Being a girl dad is interesting. Way Back Wednesday coming up. Shasky, what's up, man? You fired up today. I like this, Shasky. This is Shasky I'm talking about.
Look, this is the reality is this, like, I'm a big, like, equal opportunist, all right? Life is very much about credits and demerits. That's what I've learned in my life, right? You do a bunch of good deeds, I kind of think you're a good person. You know what I mean? Like, you do a bunch of dumb stuff, I kind of think you're a dummy.
Well, there's some crooks doing good deeds, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are complicated individuals.
There's some con artists out there.
Right? Like, Tony Soprano's complicated, right? Like, I freely admit that.
He's not a great guy.
But, like, look, the Niners. Now, Grant Cohen is reporting, and he's got his sources, and I believe his sources. Everyone's supercharged when they hear the name Grant Cohen. He's there every day. You know, I'm sure he gets a lot of messages, and I'm sure he gets a lot of intel. And he puts it out that, hey, you know, like, John and Kyle, they might be on the hot seat if they don't win it all this year. And by hot seat, I don't even know if he knows what he means. You know, pressure, maybe they lose a little bit of control.
Maybe we should just get him on then and ask him what he means.
I don't know, but I believe
get him on, because I don't know what he means. Like, honestly, if the Niners don't win the Super Bowl this year, Shanahan and Lynch are going to get rolled out of town?
I think it's more this. Like, okay, instead of Shanahan having all the control over every aspect of the organization, maybe you bring in someone from the outside to have a little more influence and you lessen his influence. Doesn't mean he's gone, right? It just means, like, instead of overseeing every department, you're only overseeing certain departments.
So what, it's like the Niners, Shanahan and Lynch right now are sitting in recliners with massages. Well, you know that you get to the airport, they got the little massage chair. I sat in one in Philadelphia for like 45 minutes.
I never sat in one of those.
No, they're unbelievable.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, yeah.
But that's what Shanahan and Lynch are sitting in right now.
Okay, but if you have a couple,
if they don't win the Super Bowl, they're going to be on some damn hot seat? Well, come on, man. Let's pump the brakes a little. I'm not calling out Grant Cohen or anything. Now, when it comes to the money stuff, and front office maybe not happy about all the money they're spending, there could be something there. There could be something there because the Niners, because Jed York, what other streams of revenue do they have? Leeds United? Well, they spent a lot of money for that, right?
To be an owner in the NFL, it's wildly profitable. You're getting $400 to $600 million checks every year just based off the television deal, right? That doesn't include all the money that you're making on gate days. So it's wildly profitable for every owner, but in particular the Niners.
So for the 49ers, they're getting playoff games.
Yeah, they're
going to host the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
They're going to host World Cup games. I mean, business is booming in Santa Clara. I go to that team store, and it is packed, packed.
But
packed.
if you were running a business, and it's easy for everyone to say, just keep reinvesting. If you think you could still win 11 games and shed a little money and keep it in your pocket, you'd be surprised how many people. You'd be surprised how many people will do that.
They do, but Jed York's running the show.
No, he's proven that he's going to put money onto the team, right? Like, look, I've criticized Jed till I'm blue in the face, but even I, like, at some point, I was like, all right, I tap out. Like, Jed's been really good. Look, the guy's been to 3 Super Bowls.
He's doled out over $400 million in guarantees over the last 5 years. Let's ask you, just hold on before, because I don't even, you can go ahead and talk. I'm not going to give this any. I'm not going to give it any legs. I don't even want to waste my breath on this. Honestly, when it comes down to it, I'm a bottom line type of guy. if the Niners don't win the Super Bowl? You're telling me Lynch and Shanahan are going to be on the hot seat?
I don't think
that is asinine.
No, I don't.
That is some of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
I don't.
And they just signed extensions in 2023 anyway. So all of a sudden, Jed York's going to, you know what? We're spending too much money. You didn't win a Super Bowl. You're on the hot seat. Let me clip you and be on the hook for more money to pay you while paying another coach. Yeah. That is silly as hell.
I don't think it's hot seat like that.
Do people really believe this?
No, I don't think it's hot seat like that. But if you don't think that you'd bring in someone else to kind of influence some of the decisions and lessen some of your power, like that I believe. Like, think about any company, right? Like, Bonte, you're running, just hypothetically, you're running, you know, a plumbing business, all right?
And so if they don't, hold on. Before you get to this analogy, hold on. Before we even go any farther, Lynch and Shanahan have put together this roster, which we all consider the best roster in football.
They've got 8 guys making $15 or more million. They're awesome. They're an awesome
top 100
team.
Players, yeah, all awesome pros team. Galore, awesome pro team. Bowlers galore.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And they've had one of the best rosters basically the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And they've been to the NFC title game for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, let's bring in an outside influence to switch things up a little bit.
They're
losing Super Bowls in overtime.
I'm just saying, lessen the control. Like, right now, Shanahan probably runs almost every aspect of the Niners.
How's that worked out for the 49ers?
They've been wildly successful.
Yeah, so why would we want to take control from Shanahan when he's basically cooked this thing? Let's remember what it was like before Shanahan.
I'm well aware of what it was like. I also understand owning a business and, you know, being forced to, like, pony up guaranteed money over and over and over again every offseason.
That's what happens.
What I'm saying is there are a lot of other owners around the league that would say, all right, well, show me my Lombardi. Like, I do understand that. I'm not saying they're running them out of town. There's just a little pressure. Like, hey, guys, I need you to deliver.
Guess what? There's pressure in all the pro sports.
Of course.
You don't think Steve Kerr's feeling pressure?
Bonte.
You don't think
Bill Belichick won 6 championships and they ran him out of town.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
After a couple of bad years. So
after a couple of bad years.
Anyone can get ran out.
So I mean, like,
but I don't believe they're going to be fired. That's where I'd say it's way too far. No, like, lose a little bit of control. I don't even know what that looks like. I'm just saying, I understand if I'm ownership, it's like, guys, come on, we got to win one here. That's a different conversation than you're going to fire someone.
Yeah,
there's like 80 freeway exits before I get to firing you.
Jed York, they're trying to win one.
Of course they are.
They've gone to 2 Super Bowls. And this is me, the ultimate Super Bowl or bust guy. And I it was tough for me to talk 49 football all season. I still haven't gotten over Las Vegas. But now I switched gears and I'm ready to roll against the New York Jets. I'm ready to kick the Jets' ass on September the 9th. And I can't wait for that. I'm ready to kick their ass and then go to Minnesota in the trap game, beat Darnold, and then play the L.A. Rams setting up an NFC West showdown in week 3. That's where my mind is right now. But they spent wisely. They've kept their premium players. The players who are all pros. That's spending wisely. You're keeping your players here. How many premium players have they? They made the trade for Buckner, bad move. They made the trade for Trey Lance, bad move. They've been able to draft and replace and replenish while the stadium's full.
Sure.
They're getting soccer games galore. They spent, if anybody has to spend wildly, maybe Jed York and them shouldn't be spending $200 million on a new scoreboard. You know what I'm saying? So
the irony is I agree with everything you're saying. Yeah. I think it would be a very penny-wise, pound-foolish decision to move off of either John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan. They're wildly so. Now, if they have, again, if they go 9-8 this year, and then next year they go 7-10. All right, well, now we can have a different conversation.
Now we can have a conversation.
Okay?
But they're coming off a soup. They were the #1 seed last year. Again, they're 54-29 in the regular season the last 5 years while switching quarterback galores. They had 3 different quarterbacks, crying out loud.
But there's also an element of, like, and again, I'm just saying, like, if I'm running the team, I'm saying, like, guys, why is it back-to-back years? If I assume that Jed isn't involved in the day-to-day, why is it back-to-back years? Our high-priced guys are all waiting till the very end to get paid. It didn't do us any favors last year. Like, come on, we gotta switch up our business model a little here.
That's a different conversation. And that's on Jed and Parag then.
Well,
that's on Jed and
Parag. Again, I don't know how much Jed's involved.
It's got to be on Parag because IU came to the table shortly after the Super Bowl trying to get a new deal.
Do you think that Parag does? So I agree with you. It is on Parag. But do you think that Parag, for the most part, does what Kyle and John are looking for him to do?
He runs the books.
Yeah.
He's a financial guy. He's the analytical guy. And it's not lost on me. It's not lost on me what Tim Kawakami told us a month ago on this show. That Parag. Agents reach out to the Niners. They're talking to Parag Marate. And Parag is a difficult guy to deal with.
Yeah, but I don't think Parag is negotiating without all of the parameters. And like Shanahan's the one to, I believe, I mean, I could be wrong, but my feel is like Shanahan's like, I want this player, figure it out. Like, this is what we're comfortable with. And I'm sure that they have a big whiteboard. I'm sure there's like 15 people in there that are saying, all right, we can afford this. We can't afford that player. Moving forward, we're going to have these guys. Right. And this is how much we're allocating. Just saying, like, if I was running things, I can understand saying, guys, come on, man. We got to win one of these.
You know, I have just signed a Trent Williams to training camp, and it feels like we just look for drama.
No, I'm
like,
not.
Like, why is not you, but it just feels like, because this hit my timeline, and I watched Grant Cohn's video, and
I
respect
Grant. The pressure of the NFL.
But I respect, but it's the pressure of pro sports.
The NFL's making so much money.
NFL's crazy like that. Woo. No doubt about it. NFL's pressure packed, but you fire Shanahan and he'll be picked up the next day. So let's pump the brakes on like hot seat talk and they need to get it done this year. Guess what? If they don't get it done this year, we're all going to be disappointed. But guess what? If Shanahan and Lynch want to be back, they'll be back. We'll be happy again.
So here's my
thing. It's just like we're looking for drama instead of focusing on like, well, how does Brock Purdy improve on next season? How does he improve off a monster year? How does Ayuk improve off a second team all pro? How does Debo get back to wearing number one and becoming that dominant player we saw in 2021? How does George Kittle, who quietly had a monster season a season ago, how does he recap on that? Like, what is that? We're talking hot seats and money and business. And I'm just like, whoa, wait, what are we doing here?
Here's what we're doing. We're like, if I'm running the team, I'm saying, all right, is this going to happen with Brock Purdy next year, guys? That's what I think. And I'm not saying that again, it's not life and death. I don't think it's fire you or you stay. But it's like, come on. I don't want to go down this road with my franchise quarterback next year. It's been two seasons in a row. Like, let's allocate whatever you think we can allocate. And let's figure this thing out because it's a bad look for all involved.
But this is business, though. This is business.
Yeah, and is it a bad look of last year bled into the regular season?
Is it a bad look or is it just business in the NFL?
Well, okay. Did the business? You
know, CeeDee Lamb held out and he got his money.
I don't think it's going to be a great look for them.
I don't think Dallas is that good. But you know what? They're happy they got CeeDee Lamb. You know what I'm saying? The fans are not. Now they're talking about Dak. And now they're talking about how do we get to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1995. You know what I mean? Like this whole. Like I respect Grant Cohn and what he does. He's at practice every day, and he's got his thing, and he's wildly profitable doing what he's doing. But it's hard for me to believe because he said it was in that video. Can we play the video for crying out? Do we have the sound? Let's just play the sound. Let's just play the damn thing. Play the sound from Grant Cohn about the hot seat because that's the biggest thing I took away from it. It's like, wait a minute, you're telling me that if they don't win the Super Bowl, Shanahan and Lynch should be on some hot seat? Like just.
Well, yeah, I know. It sounds absurd.
It is absurd. It doesn't sound absurd. It is absurd.
But I'm trying to play the devil's advocate and feel like
you don't need to do that though.
No, but I'm saying like if I put myself just hear me out. If I put myself in the other end of it, like all right, if I'm running the team, I'm saying like all right, last year, like we all knew we wanted Bosa long term. Man, we waited till the Wednesday before. We all knew we wanted to have Ayuk and Trent Williams, and you told me you did, and it's like it went all the way down to the very end. Like can we avoid that next year with Brock Purdy? That's what I would be saying. Yeah. Not about you better win it all. You're all gone. Like that's not how I'm seeing
it. You know
this.
What? The players are able to compartmentalize this stuff. They certainly did it last year when they went to Pittsburgh and kicked their ass 30-7 and benched everybody in the fourth quarter and started off 5-0. Now I know Bosa made the excuses and said that he needed training camp or whatnot, but they went 30, 30, 30, 30, 42. Or what was it? 30, 30, 30, 30, wait, 30, 30, 30. 35 and then 42 against the Dallas Cowboys.
Nobody on the offense held out. The defense was where we had the issue. And I think
not the first five games.
But after nine games, you had three sacks for Bosa. And most people were like, damn, he don't really look like him. So I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think we're creating some. If they win games, this all goes away.
It's obvious you drama because I see it on the shows. Nick Wright was running with it. You know what I'm saying?
Was he?
Dick Wright
was hates the Niners in general. Well,
so like that stick of like, hey, there's got to be drama. Let's just play the cut. Here it is, Grant Cohn.
I have some breaking news. I just spoke to a source who's close to the 49ers, and this is exactly what he told me. I'm hearing the front office is extremely upset with the current financial status of the team, with the salary cap, and the Ayuk and Trent contracts. It's Super Bowl or bust. And if it's bust, then heads will roll. The Lynch and Shanahan regime is on the hot seat, and it's hotter than ever. Front office, I guess, ownership is upset with Lynch and Shanahan about all the spending that's happened this offseason. I guess if this report is true, and I have no reason to believe it's not, the front office, Parag, Jed, his parents, were maybe hoping that they could spend a little less this offseason if they had, you know, won the Super Bowl last year. But they didn't win the Super Bowl, and they're so desperate to just keep the team the same. I mean, they're not even really trying to get better. They're just trying to keep the team the same for one more year.
Interesting. I don't think anyone's heads are going to roll. I was just thinking maybe a little bit of control from Kyle would, maybe John gets more control. Maybe it's somebody else comes in and has a little more control. But it sounds absurd when you say that heads are going to roll if they don't win the Super Bowl. But they lost in overtime to Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. They didn't finish fourth in the NFC West.
I know.
They lost in overtime in the Super Bowl. Now, again, Andy Reid was awesome, and then he had a couple of down years, and then the door started opening up for conversations like this. Harbaugh, there was a lot of like, I need an extension stuff, and they didn't give him the extension. Then they went 8-8, and it was right. Kind of cemented before that, but it was different. We haven't even begun to come close to that.
That's why I wouldn't mind having Grant Cohn on, because he said he heard from his source, who was hearing from another source.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And then, you know, he said that, you know, Kyle brought the same team back. They didn't get better. Well, I think Dominic Pooney makes the team better. I think Malik Mustafa makes the team better. I think Jacob Cowing makes the team better. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I think D. Winter is playing a little bit more, and his experience he's going to get with Dre Greenlaw out is going to make the team better.
This goes back to
Renardo Green is going to make the team better, Shasky. So I don't even believe that. Jordan Mason is better this year as a running back. So I don't even believe that aspect of it, saying that the Niners are just, hey, they just brought back the same damn team. No. They got better.
I think they're better. I think they're a little better. We'll see about defensive line. I think Leonard Floyd's an upgrade. I don't know in the middle. Like, Armstead was a solid player for them, but he was hurt.
Right.
Like, so that's hard to... We'll figure that out. I don't think you're better early on without Greenlaw, but right. We'll see, right? Like, we'll right. see. But I think the area that I keep coming back to is, if you're mad about the cost of players and all that, that's the cost of doing business at a high level in any sport. Like, I look at the Yankees payroll, and I look at the Warriors payroll, and I look at the Lakers payroll, and now the Nuggets went flying over. Just look around sports. There's a thing called, like, the cost of doing business. If you want to have avocado on the menu, avocado is going to fluctuate in price point depending on what time of the year it is. If you're going to have prime rib and your name's going to be House of Prime Rib and beef prices go up, that's the cost of doing business, unfortunately. And so if the player price point goes up, my argument to them would be like, hey, this is the cost of doing business.
So what's holding them
accountable?
At a high level. This is the cost of doing business. You're absolutely spot on with that. And with Jed having any other way, when he looks at his team stores and he looks at the jerseys in the crowd and he looks at the sold out stadiums, and then, hey, here's the better part. Here's the best part about it. When they go on the road.
I mean, they're one of the most popular teams in sports.
Look at the Las Vegas takeover.
Yeah, it's crazy. LA.
In the preseason, they took over Allegiant Stadium. What about SoFi? What about Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, first preseason game of the season?
That was
everybody
cool.
knew nobody was playing in that game. Look how many Niner fans were there.
Yeah.
So you think Jed, like, honestly, when we take a step back and look at everything, Jed York's mad about, oh, I got to spend a little money. He's making dollar after dollar after dollar after dollar. The Niners are a cash. Look at the hat you're wearing. Look at the hat I'm wearing. Yeah. I just went to the Chiefs store. We spent like $1,000 as a family.
But the one thing he doesn't have is Super Bowl. So
they got to get the Super Bowl, which is really hard to get.
Yeah, no,
like,
it
think
is.
About the Giants. We're going to have Dave Fleming on right now. Look how long we waited for the Giants to win a World Series. Waited our entire childhood. And then boom.
Years.
You know what I'm saying? But we're still coming. Like, Dusty Baker wasn't on some hot seat from 97. Oh, wait, you don't win. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
no, it didn't end well. It didn't end well, and they lost the World Series.
Yeah.
And he moved on. It was time to part ways. But come on. Like, honestly, if they don't win the Super Bowl, Colin Johnson's seat's going to get hotter and hotter than hot.
No, but like, I think
this is crazy to me.
No, I think this is what front offices say. Like, I look at, like, Aaron Boone. Like, if you don't win the World Series, Aaron Boone, you're out of here. You know, like, that's how the Yankees operate.
Right.
But I would say the Yankees haven't won in the playoffs anywhere near what the Niners have won.
And we've heard Aaron Boone has been on the hot seat for 3 years.
Dave Roberts.
He's still there.
Dave, same thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.